The spirit of prophecy, a prime point of truths rejected. In his letter of resignation, McCullough declared, "I utterly reject Mrs. E. G. White's claims that in these days God speaks to men by the testimonies of his spirit through Mrs. White. I also regret Seventh-day Adventist views of the atonement. I dare not believe that the blood of Christ had no real efficacy until 1844. I have found by observation that the views of the sanctuary placing the atonement of Christ at 1844 takes from the people their confidence in the perfection of the most glorious gospel of full salvation, made perfect by the offering of the blood of Jesus Christ once and for all." DF 504b, Apostasies, McCullough and Hawkins, S. McCullough Resignation, March 23, 1897. You yourselves know also that a minister in your connection would not be tolerated as such if he should express his unbelief in the plenary inspiration in every word of Mrs. White's writings. The same is true of the doctrine of discrimination between meats and drinks, commonly termed amongst us health reform. The rigid rules of diet as a test in religious standing, and further, in being made a final test for heaven, are a very decided article of faith. Members have been turned out of the churches on account of their unbelief in these, in the sanctuary question, and other lines of creed, ibid. C.F. Hawkins, who had been only a few months in the faith but was ordained to the ministry at the camp meeting in Adelaide in October, was less explicit as he wrote his letter of resignation. He declared that he could not harmonize with the Word of God much of the writings of Mrs. E.G. White, or her claim to inspiration. Ibid, C. F. Hawkins Resignation, March 23, 1897.